This episode of The Date Podcast is sponsored by Bopsy. Meet up to six people over mobile video. It's video speed dating. Download Bopsy in the Google Play Store or iTunes. Check out Bopsy.com. Hey, this is Zorik.
And Emma,
hosts of The Date Podcast. We're so excited to do another show for you today. We have a few thought-provoking topics we'd like to discuss. Emma, kiss me right now.
No, I like kissing, but I don't want to kiss you.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, we're going to talk about kissing, what it means, and how to do it. Right?
Just like first date, second date, never.
Any date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Meeting at the first time, and then you slap a kiss on somebody.
Kiss we'll talk. For the very first time.
Is that Madonna?
Yeah, but it's touched. I changed it to kiss.
Okay. You're so smart.
Are we allowed to do that?
We'll erase that.
Oops.
Okay.
But first, we'd like to ask you for your help. We are a brand new podcast available on iTunes and Google Play. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, hopefully a wonderful raving review. And please also tell your friends about the podcast. We appreciate the feedback and the support. If you have any questions, comments, or show topics that you'd like for us to discuss, you can drop us a note at hello@datepodcast.com or on @datepodcast on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, now for the fun stuff. What do you have, Emma?
Well, so Jada Pinkett Smith has this, I'm going to call it a show just because it's better to call it that. And so on this show, she calls it the Red Table Talk. And she gets pretty intimate about things. Like she asked her husband, Will Smith's ex-wife, to be on the show to discuss, you know, like their history and how the divorce affected them.
That is weird.
You think it's weird?
That's weird to talk to your... So if I was someone's wife and I was going to talk to his ex-wife, mm-hmm. about all that information, I guess for me, it's like, I don't want to know. But maybe some people, it's different.
So from my perspective, from my therapist's perspective, I think it's helpful for you to have a good relationship with your spouse's ex, whoever it is. Because, especially if you have children together, which Will Smith does with his ex-wife, Cherie Zampino, you know, if they have a child together, like, you are, like, joined for the rest of your lives. Like, it's not an 18-year-and-done thing. It's until you guys are dead, basically, right?
So morbid.
I know, but it's the truth because it just shows like the timeline of things. So for me, I think it's awesome that like she has a better relationship with her, that they have a good relationship with each other, because I think it benefits the kids and the family. And just think like for you to be in that perspective, like say you're, you know, like divorced and you have an ex-wife and you have a current wife and you have kids together, like do you want there to be friction?
Not sexual.
Do you want there to be like a conflict between y'all, like emotionally and communication wise?
No, of course not.
Yeah. So I just think this is awesome that she was able to do that, to talk about her and, you know, admit like things that she would have done differently if she could go back, you know, when they got divorced, when Will and his ex-wife got divorced and then like when they got together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. So did that air yet or are they just talking about?
This show has aired already. Her last show was she had her mom and her two kids, and they all sat down and spoke together about like parenting styles and you know like what they could have done differently, parenting versus like what Jada learned from her mom and like what she wished she would have done differently. So it's really cool to kind of like see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. You're turning me on to that idea, and it sounds good to me now.
So I'm a big believer. If you're divorced, like, the person does not go away after you divorce. Like, the person is with you the rest of your life, especially if you have kids. What is the point of making it tumultuous? Like, what is the point of making it difficult for everyone? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're not going to agree on everything. So work towards communicating, work towards embracing each other, and work towards becoming like this beautiful blended family that can, you know, thrive and be like most wonderful for your children.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I just went on my tangent. Yeah, sorry.
she was being a therapist.
I sure was, y'all.
So, all right. So, Emma.
Yes.
Today is about kissing.
Ooh.
And it's inspired by a few articles. One is by Rachel Shadow. It says, "What kissing on the first date means, according to an expert." So, ooh. Emma.
Can we talk about how we chose this topic?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we Emma.
Yes.
Had a wine tasting, and it was awesome. It was French wine.
Yes, it was French wine.
And I think we were just bantering back and forth, and something came up, and it was about kissing and dating and kissing, and I think I was talking about kissing on the first date. And there was just like a pretty big debate about it. Like half of the room said, yes, I do. Half of the room said no. And so
can y'all guess which half I was?
You were, if I was the audience, if my name was Bert, I would say Emma probably does not kiss on the first date. Am
ding,
I
ding,
right?
Ding.
There you go. There you go. So before we start, what's your like philosophy on that? Like first date kissing.
I don't kiss on the first date, and it's not because for me it's about like the build up to the kiss. Yes, I romanticize the kiss. Like I want it to be like unplanned. I want it to just be like fun for me. Like I want to think about it after I'm done, like as I'm driving home. Like I want to think about it and like fantasize about it even more.
Okay.
And so for me, it's not about the fact that like my rule is like, oh, you shouldn't date on the first kiss. My thought on that is like, I want to prolong it as much as I can because I just feel like to me, it just adds on to the magic more.
Mm-hmm. You want to make him want it. And like, I
want
to kiss her
because
so bad.
Because I also want it. Like, I also want it. And it just makes it like magical.
Yeah. It's like buying a snack and just like saving it. Like not eating right away.
Right.
And you're just getting, you got these things and these emotions and feelings about, oh my gosh, I want to eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, for Emma, it's a man. So it's a different story. Okay. So for me, as a man, I say, do what you feel.
Okay.
You got to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like it's going well, do it. If you don't, then I would shy away.
Mm-hmm. If you feel like you're going to get slapped.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Physical violence. We do not condone that on any side of the fence.
No.
But so Rachel Shadow, she poses some questions. Like the first one here, it says, does a kiss on the first date actually mean anything anymore? Emma, go.
I guess it could mean something. Yeah, that's my answer, I guess.
You guess. Okay.
What about you?
I think my philosophy is it's sort of a stamp of approval.
Oh.
Yeah. like two lips just stamping together. Like, I approve of
you. Like what the Queen does to like all the products in England. She has to like approve of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it, just like the Queen. to me, that's what I think.
Uh-huh.
And also... you know, maybe you wanted to see if his breath really smelled that bad.
Oh, I don't want to. No. Ew.
But, you know, on another from another standpoint, think about it. It's like two strangers pressing their lips together. It's like a romantic handshake. Right? Can you imagine that? Like a Why are you speechless? I'm just giving you my thoughts. Okay?
I know. I'm like trying to envision your words right now, and I'm like, that's so
a
weird.
A romantic
handshake
is a kiss.
Like what is that?
Yeah, it's like you can do a. Yeah, that's what it is to me.
That's. But then that's meaningless because it's a handshake. Like if you're
with your
saying,
lips, though.
Okay, but like a handshake is just like a formality. So you're saying that kissing on the first date is just something that has to happen on the first date?
No, but it's romantic. Okay, it's very romantic, and some people do this just to test the waters to see if there's some sort of potential romance. If you feel that, we talk about sparks and chemistry and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just you know how the movies, there's like fireworks and all that when you kiss that person. So I think people do it to test that. and
to see if there's actually like romance there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, I can see that. If the date's going really well and there's a lot of chemistry and like the night is going well and you're wanting to test it out, I can definitely see you ending with a kiss.
Yeah. And then I guess ending with this question, it's yes or no. Does it mean anything, Emma? Or is it a maybe?
That's the thing. If you're saying that it's a handshake.
Well, this is your answer, not my answer. Your answer. Like what? So for you, does it mean anything anymore?
Kissing on the first date. Oh, this is tough because like I said, like I really don't kiss on the first date because like I want to prolong it. But like if it happened, I don't know. Like, no.
Yeah. I think it does. I think it just means that there's some attraction.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
Am I overanalyzing this right now?
I think we both are.
Okay.
Romantic handshake at that. The second question is, if the kiss was good, does it mean the date went well, your opinion, Emma?
No.
Why?
Because I think that sometimes people can use the kiss as a last resort to...
Like a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything's been going horrible. She talked the whole dinner but you know what? Like, I'm just going to make out with her.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to make out with him.
Yeah. And this article goes on to say that if the guy was too confident, it could mean that he's a serial dater. I disagree with that. Because
why? Because you feel like you kiss confidently?
But I mean, when you do it, you just
wait. So answer my question.
Excuse me.
I asked it first.
Okay. I don't know if it's confidence. You just go.
Uh-huh.
You're like a kamikaze.
Okay.
It's either you get the lips or you get the cheek. And it goes in slow motion, literally. Like when you're going in for the kiss, you go slow motion. And it is like anxiety. There, it's nervous. And then you see...
Is there sweating happening too?
And then you see her turn her head to the left. But no, she straightens up. She straightens up. She sees me. And then bam, kiss. But it can also be a cheek too. So
you do kiss on the first date?
I do. Depends. It depends. It depends on the feeling. It depends on the night. It depends if body language.
Because I can very confidently say that I have kissed maybe 20% of my first dates.
Okay.
And that's me aiming high.
Gotcha. I think mine is like 60%.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit more than half. And they go on to say that if there's awkwardness instead of confidence, then it's a good sign. I can't confirm that.
I don't know. I can't confirm nor deny that statement either, because what if you're both just really good kissers and it just feels like a confident, passionate kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just like you got like your timing was good and you like locked lips at the appropriate time instead of like getting half the lip and half the cheek or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's a good point. Awkward is good, and we always talk about how awkwardness is going to happen during the date, no matter what stage, the first meeting, dinner, or at the kiss. So she says if it was a little awkward, then it's a clear indication that he or she likes you. I don't know if that's backed up by science.
You know, like it can go both ways. Again, like if the timing was off, it just happened to be an awkward kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great story to tell them the next day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So... Also, it says here, what do different kinds of kisses mean? And I was thinking about like French kiss, a peck on the cheek, but it's talking about just either a quick peck or romantic peck or making out. Right?
Who is pecking on the lips on the first date?
Well, not you, obviously.
Obviously. Is that a thing? Like, is that actually happening with people?
Yeah.
Like, is that something that you do?
Like, it could be a goodbye kiss, but there's levels of
romance.
But
a peck on the lips is a goodbye kiss on the first date?
Could be. It could be. Or it could be a passionate peck or longer than passionate, like a three, 4, 5 second peck.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a makeout session. So it just depends on the level of I guess, confidence in the guy, but I guess how they feel at the moment. It's like in the moment kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know how I feel about getting pecked on the lips on the first date. Like, if I go for the kiss, if he goes for the kiss, like, I want him to, like,
oh, you want him to, like,
I don't want him to pull my hair, but I would like to, like, not just have a peck, because okay. I think that that's more like boyfriend girlfriend, like once you've established a relationship.
I'm surprised you only kiss 20% of the time on the first date, because you show so much cleavage, we found out. with a bra.
You jerk. I don't show a lot of cleavage. I just show enough.
Okay.
It's an appropriate amount, Zorik.
That's kind of like, you know, like a yellow light. You know, like a, you can
no.
You can proceed. Okay.
No. Just because they have the cake out on the cake stand does not mean that you can put your hand on the cake.
Oh, okay. But you can kind of taste it,
but
though.
You can look at the cake.
Oh.
And you can ask for a slice, and then somebody will tell you yes or no.
Okay. And that's what you do. Yes or no. Most of the time, no.
No.
Okay. But I think a makeout session could be you guys are just freaking drunk.
Yeah, and then that's not good. Like, we've talked about that.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Two drink max.
Yeah. You can be drunk and make out, but you can also have a second, third, fourth date, and you guys could... It could have been a good time, right? But then mm-hmm. it could very well be a crappy time, and mm-hmm. and you can be like, what did I do? Or what did she do? And so even if you make out all throughout the date, it doesn't mean you're going to have a second date, or he
right.
doesn't, may not mean anything. That's what I'm trying to get at.
What if someone's just a serial kisser?
I know. I didn't know that there are serial kissers out there.
Yeah, they just like to make out with people.
Okay. And there's cuddlers out there, too, that just like to cuddle with people.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things. And this expert likes the normal kiss. And what is a normal kiss to you, Emma? Is that a peck? Is
no.
That, it's like a...
I feel like it's probably lips without tongue.
How about
That's
teeth?
That's like a normal... Teeth? There should not be any teeth clinking. Ow.
Clink. it's like you're cheersing.
Ew.
Now that is an awkward kiss.
That is a very awkward kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just like lips without tongue. That's what I would consider a normal kiss.
Yeah.
What do you consider a normal kiss?
No, you know, like a
yeah.
Maybe 3 or 4 second kiss, but no tongue. It could be like a multiple small kisses you see in the movies where when they make out, it's like mm-hmm. multiple small kisses. That's kind of romantic.
Would those be considered pecks?
Yeah, multiple pecks.
Okay. I think that's more okay than just the one peck.
Yeah, yeah. But what if he went into multiple pecks and then multiple makeout sessions?
Meaning?
Now that's just a makeout session.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm trying to give you a different scenario, but so the last thing she says here is you just got to read it. You got to check your gut, tune into your gut.
Right.
Because kissing isn't the end all be all. It's not the barometer of success or failure in a relationship. You guys could have not kissed, but then maybe two or three dates, but then you guys can get married. Who knows?
Right. And I also think it's important not to overanalyze the kiss if somebody like goes for the kiss, you know, like we've said earlier, some people just do it because they think that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like don't read into it more than what you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And don't stress out about it too.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of stressing out about it, going on the first date is very stressful.
Yes. I mean, we've spoken about that.
All the time.
Yeah.
And the next article says that there are 4 things you can learn about a guy by kissing him on the first date by Devin Brown from Your Tango. Number 1, you can learn how much he respects you. And it could determine how much a guy wants you. So let's say you're on a date and you guys kiss. And then at the end he says, hey girl, let's go to a hotel room. You know, that's not respectful.
No, it's not respectful. And then that it's a little demeaning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's also, I think it's also demeaning for a guy if a woman does it.
Yeah. Yeah. Equal. It has to be equal.
Equality.
Equality. but I feel like, yeah, you can tell how much he respects you by taking it slow, I think.
Yes.
And kind of gauging how you feel and making sure that you feel comfortable before he takes it to the next level. Whether it be a peck, whether it be multiple kisses, mm-hmm. whether it be going to bed with him. But you can tell by how he treats you.
Right.
I think
that's
the point here. Number two, it's kind of similar to the last article, but you get a sense of how he feels. So if he kisses you, obviously he's attracted in some way, shape, or form, whether it's mentally or sexually, or the cleavage came out and he's, you know,
physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like some people, but you can tell by without kissing him, but through his body language anyway,
mm-hmm.
like if he's touching you, he's facing you. He's his arms aren't crossed. He's
right.
You know, all the different things.
Like he's very open in his body language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Smiling. Maybe.
And so then like this is saying like with the kiss, it's kind of the official seal of approval if like there's open body language and he's being like open and receptive to you.
Yes, we're putting a formula together. So if he kisses you and then he shows that same body language,
what is that called? Luring? No, I'm saying it wrong. Attracting? No.
Attracting what? Attracting
the mate.
Yeah.
Biologically.
Courting.
No. Courting. Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe could it? Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
It
that
could
works.
Be. Yeah. Yeah. Number three says understand your own boundaries.
Yes, I am a proponent of this one.
Because it says your kissing may not be the best way to go on the first date if you're looking for a long-term relationship, but I don't agree. Maybe Emma has been living this mantra, not kissing on the first date.
Yeah, 80% of my life, mm-hmm. or of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, because of, like, if I don't feel comfortable kissing on the first date, I don't want to feel like I have to kiss on the first date. So, that's my boundary that I have, and if that's not his boundary, then that's something that, you know, maybe, like this could potentially, like, not work out.
Okay.
You know? Because I think it's mm-hmm. for me, it's, like, it's respect. Like, if I'm not ready, like, don't push me into something that I'm not ready to do yet.
Yeah, and if he did go in for the kiss, and obviously you're not into that, then that would definitely, like, decrease his chances for that second,
right.
third date. Definitely. Because no one wants to be pushed into anything like that, right?
And I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, 80% of the time, like, I'm going to say, can I have a hug?
Side hug. Can I have a side hug?
I'll do a front hug.
Front hug, too. So when were those situations where it was the 20%? Do you remember? I think
because they're so rare. I feel like maybe like everything just went well.
Uh-huh.
You know, like we were probably vibing. The conversation was going well. We probably had lots of things in common,
lots
or we had very similarities. No, no, I have a two drink limit. Remember, two drink limit.
Okay, no shots.
oh gosh, on the first date, goodness, no, uh-huh. no.
Oh, excuse me.
No. And I feel like it was I probably felt like very just like comfortable with him and from, you know, the moment that I met him. And so as he tried to kiss, like I was like, okay, this is good. Mm-hmm. And I allowed it to happen.
Out.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And like you said, so everything has to happen correctly. You have to have that feeling. Maybe you guys have that mental connection going on mm-hmm. during the date. And he laughed at your jokes. He was staring at your cleavage the whole time. It was just everything.
Zoic, why do you keep mentioning my cleavage? I'm not even wearing cleavage today. What's wrong with you?
Okay, that's the last time this second album.
But yeah. Anyway. He's about to get thrown like wine on his face. not
more,
really.
Okay, thank you. But this last point she makes here is that you don't know who else he or she's kissing.
Yep.
So someone could have a date on Thursday and kiss that person, and then have a date on Friday, kiss that person,
uh-huh.
and then, you know, do it all over again every week. And my thing is, I would not, I don't want to be physical with anybody else but one person. You know, I could date multiple people, but if I'm kissing somebody or sleeping with somebody, like, to me, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on, so let's say you, the 20% happened for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kissing anybody else?
Probably not.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that part of it for me too is like, if later I find out that the other person's kissing someone else, then, you know, sort of like I become very self-deprecating and I'm like, oh,
I'm not good enough.
I allowed myself to like for this to happen to me.
Yeah.
How dare I shouldn't have let it happen. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's why I stick to the safer side for myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The recommendations here, I guess the content here is very generic.
Yeah.
I feel like this author is maybe trying to appeal to the masses. No, we're not journalists, but the first article was very direct, I think. And it talked about just doing it and, you know, going with your gut. But nevertheless, they were both good.
But this person plays it safe, so I respect that.
Okay. Well, did Bill Gates play it safe?
Differences in opinions.
Did Mark Cuban play it safe? Does LeBron James? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but that's not in their dating world. This is, like, different.
Okay. So, next topic.
This one cracks me up.
Okay, everyone out there, the proper execution of the first kiss. And this is a Q&A from Ask Men. Of course, we have to find it on an Ask Men website.
Love it.
And it's written by a guy. He's incognito right now. He's called the Dating Nerd.
Uh-huh.
And basically, this person is asking the Dating Nerd, hey, I've been out with this woman a few times, and the flirting is great, and I feel like, or I'm almost certain she wants me to kiss her, but I've been kind of losing my nerve, and we still haven't kissed yet. But this is the story of, like, everyone's dating lives right now.
Yeah, like, am I worried that we're just going to, like, be makeup buddies and it's going to be, like, a quick flame that's going to die really quickly? Or, like, could this be just, like, a way to end the date?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this going to go anywhere?
Yeah, definitely. And I think from stats, you know, half of the population kisses on the first date, which Emma is the half that doesn't, of course.
Yay.
But the proper execution, I believe, is just to go in and do it. You know, put your ego aside. If you feel like everything's going great, then just slap a good one on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if she does turn away or if he turns away, like, it's not about you. It's most likely about them. Either feeling worried or nervous and anxious. Maybe they're like me, they're just someone who doesn't believe you kiss on their first date. Like, that's not something to take personally and just, like, allow that to be okay. But if you're one of those people that go for it, like, go for it.
Yeah. And what Mr. the Dating Nerd says is to just actually do it and do it with boldness and with little hesitation as possible.
So basically what you do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Why is it all on me all the time? But basically it's on me. Yes. And don't be afraid, because if you get the cheek, you know what? That's fine.
I think it can also be like a funny story if y'all do start dating. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember on our first date? Like, that can be like, hell yeah, on our first date, like, you know, he or she leaned in to kiss me and then, you know, I turned away.
Yeah. And it also says here that if you had a great first date, probably screwing it up is pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said too, it could be a great story. It could be a really funny story. If you do fail, but if you do fail, guys or gals
or girls,
and ask him or her out again.
Yep.
And just because maybe it wasn't meant for the first date. Maybe it was meant for the second or third date.
Yeah. Just remember, they could be a traditional person. That is okay. Mm-hmm. Keep tradition alive sometimes.
Yeah. And haven't you heard some of these situations where I know that women have told me, oh my gosh, we had the great date, I was attracted, this and that, but he just didn't kiss me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I wanted to kiss him, but man, you don't want to be in that situation.
Right.
You want to look at the cues, the open body language, And if she's open enough, I would say just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Emma.
Yes.
How would you want a man to kiss you? How? If it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
I love him so much.
And you guys were sitting at a restaurant next to each other.
He's single, right? In my fantasy?
I think he's single right now.
Okay, thank you.
And he takes your hand. And he says, Emma, I love your gorgeous lips.
Oh, I love him so much. Please don't ruin his voice for me.
That's a perfect Benedict Cumberbatch impression.
Mm-mm, okay. No.
So there's no way, there's no like setting.
If Benedict Cumberbatch wanted to kiss me on the first date because he is single, he is more than welcome to kiss me on the first date.
Okay. On a bus, like the most unromantic place. Like, I'm looking for like a scenario or situation. No?
No, not on a bus. Yeah, on the bus, you lost me. If he were to kiss me on the bus for the first time, it'd be a shame story.
So there is like a certain like scenario or a certain place where you
or like in
be.
A dark alley. He can't kiss me in a dark alley.
Whoa.
Ew.
As he ties you up and throws you in a van and the rest is...
Benedict Cumberbatch is kidnapping me now? Great, okay. That twisted very quickly.
So what I'm getting at is maybe there is no perfect scenario or situation for Emma. Like, it just happens. When it happens, it happens.
There is a perfect scenario.
Okay.
If you want to take me in front of a water fountain...
There you go.
There we go.
Go ahead.
South Lake.
Go ahead.
You know?
Yeah.
We're walking the square.
Okay.
Or
does he take your hand?
Yeah, sure. He can try and hold my hand on the first date.
Oh, okay. No, this is the second date.
Oh, second date. Yeah.
Second
date. We're holding hands.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Actually like expecting to be kissed
this
at this
is so
point.
Hot right now. Okay, keep going. Proceed with your fantasy.
We're walking somewhere in South Lake or, you know, like Dallas.
Have you guys had two
like
shots or two drinks?
Still in my two drink max. No,
okay.
I might push it to three or four.
Okay.
But that
four?
Might.
Oh, can
maybe
you walk
three.
At this moment?
Yes.
He's carrying
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I can walk.
In South Lake.
I am an
and
expert.
And it's a waterfall. And
they water down drinks in South Lake. It's fine.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm just joking.
And then when does it happen? You don't know. It just does.
It just magically happens. And there's just water. There's a water fountain behind us.
Uh-huh.
So it's just
Is
perfect.
It a long kiss or like a short kiss or like a peck?
It's probably going to be like a short kiss because we are in public and this is the first kiss.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Like he grabs your hair like a caveman and just smothers you.
No, now you're ruining my fantasy. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you have a first date fantasy?
Or
a first kiss fantasy?
First of all,
Mr. I kiss 80% of the time.
No, who said that?
Beware.
60 or 50.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It depends, guys. So I think there's no set situation also. You got to feel it.
Uh-huh.
And go for it. So
you'll kiss in a dark alley or on the bus?
It depends. It depends. If it's a nice bus, if it's an RV, like a glamorous RV.
Okay.
Or maybe the dark alley is like somewhere like Park Avenue in New York City. The most expensive like dark alley. I'm kind of bougie like that. Actually, Emma's more bougie than me.
What?
That's a lie.
Anyway,
so... Your takeaway from all of this kissing madness, Emma. Give it to me.
I guess I need to be more open.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess...
Your mouth.
Yes.
Like literally?
Literally. I guess I can be more open and start allowing the first date kiss to happen if it needs to happen. But I still stand on waiting and prolonging the wait.
Okay. Second date is fine.
I will allow it.
Okay. My takeaway here is that, you know, kissing is part of it and there's anxiety. I think it's just one of those things like a milestone you hit in a relationship where you get married, whatever it is. But kissing is one thing because that's when you actually get physical with each other. It opens the floodgates to who knows what, to all of Emma's fantasies in dark alleys in South Lake. but if you get denied and rejected, that's cool. It's part of the process. And again, LeBron James, because the finals are going on. Like, he misses shots.
Like,
all
NBA?
The time. NBA. Oh, okay. It's basketball. Like, he misses shots. It's okay.
Wait, I thought that basketball was over.
No, there's like 4 or 5 more games left.
Oh, because so okay, never mind.
It's the last one, so.
Cool.
And there's so many entrepreneurs, like the Angry Birds entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. He created 51 companies before he actually hit on Angry Birds.
Look at that.
So look. And then my last example of failure is Aladdin was rejected by Princess Jasmine at first. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he was a peasant.
He was.
And then that's why he became rich, because he knew the way to her heart was through money.
And then it was happily ever after. So everyone out there, the takeaway is watch the movie Aladdin, because it's the best cartoon ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so nothing else. No more kiss.
No more kissing. Okay. No.
We're done kissing for the day.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all we have for today. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like to discuss, for us to discuss, you can drop us a note at hello@datepodcast.com or at Date Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Bye.
Bye.